Takes Creek by Wes Halp. A large part of the Kentucky's appeal is how easily the mentally and spiritually exhausting routines of modern life can be sloughed off once inside its quiet corridor, how easily its meandering currents transport the paddler to distant episodes. At the mouth of Tate's Creek, time floods back in.
Tate's Creek, my alma mater.
Lyle mutters to no one in particular.
Ah, yes.
Danny responds.
Tate's Creek High School, named for Tate's Creek Road, named for Tate's Creek. In Madison County, no less. Do you know how the creek, or who the creek was named for, and why?
Come to think of it, no, I don't.
Well, in the spring of 1775, as Boone and Company made their way north toward Otter Creek and the river bottom that would become the site of Boonesboro, they were set upon by Indians somewhere between present-day Big Hill and Richmond. This attack claimed the lives of Captain William Twitty and his slave attendant, and young Felix Walker sustained critical wounds. Just prior to the attack, a group of men had broken off from the main party to scout and hunt the wilds to the west. This group was led by none other than Samuel Tate, Boone's feisty friend from back on the Yadkin River. 3 years earlier, Boone had scoured Louisa, Kentucky, with Tate, Benjamin Cutbirth, and a young Hugh McGarry. They hunted along Hickman Creek in southern Jessamine County, camping for several weeks in a cave near the prominence now called Boone's Knob, south of Nicholasville at Camp Nelson. This earlier expedition would take them as far as the Green River country. On Boone's west flank, Tate led his small detachment toward the rendezvous at Otter Creek. They camped on a large creek and, as historian G.W. Rank writes, with characteristic imprudence, the men had lighted a fire and were drying their badly soaked moccasins when the savages surprised them. Two men were killed instantly, Thomas McDowell and Joseph McFeeters, and scalped soon after. The rest of the men scattered in all directions. Tate, barefooted and half-dressed, escaped down the creek bed, illuminated by the leaf-dappled light of the moon. He would make it back to the main party, and the place of his ignominious flight would ever be known as Tate's Creek.
Fantastic,
Lyle replies.
I'm envisioning an alternative mascot for my old championship soccer team, the Tate's Creek Tater, a wild-eyed, white-knuckled and grizzled little man who runs barefoot and half-naked up and down the sidelines squealing, "Savages! Savages!"
We all chuckle at the prospect, and then pause to consider its historical propriety.
Trees in Fayette County. Something about the limestone and the rocks. We're kissing goodbye on the roof and going downtown. I watch them knocking down a city block. I got lemonade. Blue skies, don't shed a tear when I'm gone. Just sing a song for the folks back home. They'll be drinking mint juleps and burgoo. I make a three-course meal from a worn-out shoe. Put some flowers in the ground where I once was. It give them to the folks I love. Once the river ran clear up to the Ohio, past Fayette County. Now it's all locked up and you can walk across the flood. You'll see Danny and his boys down there in the springtime.
Yeah.
They'll be floating over the dam next time it floods. They'll be drinking mint juleps and Magoo, make a three-course meal from a worn-out shoe. Put some flowers in the ground where I once was, and give them to you, folks I love.